Good morning, I'm Mike Pulsifer, and this is the CBS World News Roundup. This could be the weekend in Lithuania, the parliamentary declaration of independence that would also be a declaration of confrontation.
This is Barry Peterson in Moscow. Lithuania may break away from the Soviet Union as soon as tomorrow, though some opponents of secession suggest that such a move be delayed a few days or even a few weeks. But the momentum reflects the hunger of the people. They want out from under the Kremlin's thumb. They want it now. Lithuania, along with Latvia and Estonia, became a part of the Soviet Union in a secret deal between Hitler and Stalin in 1940. The yearning for freedom has always been there. Mikhail Gorbachev's glasnost let it out. Gorbachev himself tried to persuade the Lithuanians to stay in the Soviet Union during an extraordinary trip to Lithuania earlier this year. It didn't work. Declaring independence is easy, but it may be years of hard times before Lithuania's economy and local government are really ready to stand it alone. Most Lithuanians know that. It doesn't seem to be slowing them down one bit. Barry Peterson, CBS News. Moscow.
The Reuters news agency quotes diplomats as saying the Chinese Communist Party Central Committee is apparently meeting this weekend. It reports a cabinet shakeup is likely to reflect efforts to further tighten the control of hardliners in the government, especially in light of major reform campaigns in other communist countries. Hey, wait for us, might be the cry from Italy's Communist Party, which is joining the reform movement. Kathy Jones fills us in this report from Bologna.
Jolted by the recent events in Eastern Europe, the Italian Communist Party paved the way today for a new name, a new philosophy, and even a new symbol. With 1.5 million members, Italy's Communist Party is the largest in the West, but it has been long stagnating at the polls. Nearly 1,100 party delegates were winding up an extraordinary Congress in the Communist stronghold of Bologna, where they are all but certain to approve a call by their leader, Achille Occhetto, to transform the party into a new type of social democratic group. The hope is to create a left-wing coalition with broader popular appeal than the old party was able to muster. What the new post-communist group will look like won't become clear until later in the year. But if similar changes in the nearby Principality of San Marino are any indication, the familiar hammer and sickle could be replaced by a dove holding an olive branch in its beak. Kathy Jones for CBS News. Bologna.
The Associated Press quotes a foreign ambassador and a Haitian military source as saying Lieutenant General Prosper Avril will resign as Haiti's leader today. A coalition of 11 opposition parties is demanding that he quit and leave the country. It has given him until Monday. The AP quotes the army source as saying Avril will quit but won't leave. 3 past the hour.
Recently, Car and Driver rated the Plymouth Laser one of its 10 best cars. And that was before the first Laser was ever sold and put on the road. Once put on the road, many drivers found out why Car and Driver also said the Plymouth Laser will corner any way you like it. And it seems many people like their Laser with the optional 2.0-liter dual overhead cam 16-valve intercooled turbocharged engine. Which is why Car and Driver also said the Laser proves the good old days of performance are back. Test drive the Plymouth Laser. We know what Car and Driver thinks. Now we'd like your opinion.
Right now, you can put $750 in your pocket by taking delivery on any new 1990 Plymouth Laser in new dealer stock. See your Southern California Chrysler Plymouth dealer soon, because these lasers are moving fast. Ask for details about the guaranteed rebate program.
This is KNX 1070 News Radio at 7:04.
Authorities are searching for people who might have come in contact with a loose radioactive pellet discovered in some cargo. The pellet was part of what was supposed to be a shipment of shielded pellets that originated in Korea. It went to California, then on to Massachusetts. However, Nuclear Regulatory Commission spokesman Carl Abraham says the situation is probably not serious.
It doesn't appear that any of the truckers or handlers would have been close enough to it for long enough to have any concern about injurious radiation exposure.
It's not known how many people could have had contact with the pellet used for industrial x-rays. A fatal collapse on court will apparently lead to a trial in court. Pete Moraga of CBS radio station KNX Los Angeles has an update on the case of Hank Gathers, the college basketball star who died during a game last weekend.
Attorney Bruce Fagel says Loyola Marymount University, for whom Gathers played, is a probable target of the lawsuit. He says the school was fully aware of Gathers' heart problem and had even bought a defibrillator to keep handy during games.
If Hank Gathers had been defibrillated within the first few minutes before he was taken off the court, there was a high probability he would have survived, and that opinion has already been given to the family by his treating cardiologist.
Fagel says the university had an orthopedic surgeon present at the game, but Gathers' problem was a cardiac problem. He wants to find out how long it took to first treat Gathers following his collapse and who made the decision for the delay. Pete Moraga for CBS News, Los Angeles.